You're listening to Gene News. I'm Jackson. Young albatross drops in on Australia during epic 36,000-kilometer journey from South Georgia Island deep in the South Atlantic Ocean to the coast of South Australia is a daunting distance to travel. But one inquisitive young albatross has flown it with ease, trekking almost 36,000 kilometers since it was tagged by British researchers in April. The bird was one of 19 fledgling black-browed albatrosses fitted with satellite transmitter trackers as part of a conservation project. Going by the number 205649, the bird took a look at Western Australia before cruising the Great Australian Bight and the South Australian coast before turning back. The tracking has been even more successful than we hoped and has revealed the moments of young black-browed albatrosses in unprecedented detail, said Richard Phillips, a lead researcher for the British Antarctic Survey. Another albatross visited South America, but most went to the coast of Southern Africa, including one captured in a photograph by birdwatcher Estelle Smallberger off Cape Town. Professor Phillips said one adult had previously been tracked from South Georgia Island to Australia using a geolocator. It is thought to be rare behavior involving fewer than 5% of the pollution on South Georgia Island, which is home to one of the world's largest breeding colonies. Black-browed albatross are listed by BirdLife Australia as vulnerables in South Australia, along with NSSW. The species is considered endangered in Tasmania, but secure in Western Australia, Queensland, and Victoria. They are the most commonly seen albatross off Australia, with small colonies on Heard Island and Macquarie Island, which are both in the Southern Ocean south of Australia. Birds from the French-administered Kerguelen Islands in the South Indian Ocean also spent their non-breeding seasons in Australian waters. It is extremely rare for black-browed albatrosses to visit a colony other than the one from which they fledged, Prof. Phillips said. While at sea, they spent most of their daylight on the wing, only landing to catch food. However, at night they spend several hours on the water, probably because there is no enough light to detect prey. The British Antarctic Survey aims to provide evidence to slow the pollution decline in South Georgia, where numbers are estimated to have fallen from more than 100,000 breeding pairs in 1985 to 54,000 now. News from Kids News. Thank you for listening.